With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. The mission here on the program is to provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. We discuss important subjects such as how to remain independent in your own home, when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community, how to find the right senior care community for your exact needs, and then there's the cost, how to pay for senior care. We also review legal issues involving elder law and estate planning, and we review how to care for the caregiver. So if you're listening to us on the radio right now, maybe you're streaming us online or listening to a podcast after the fact. Again, thanks so much for tuning in today. You are appreciated. If you need help with placement services from my firm, Senior Care Consulting, or if you want to learn more about the services provided by one of our very knowledgeable guests, you can always reach us on our toll-free number. Here it is and write it down. You can call it literally 24 hours a day. It's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. You can also visit us online at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, Senior Care Live. com. All right. I'm really excited about the first part of the program today. Let me introduce to you my special guest today, Jane Ann Gorski. She's the executive director of the Parkinson's Foundation Heartland chapter. Vicki Campbell, she is the chair. You're the chair in 3 years in a row with Moving Day Walk Kansas City. We're going to talk about that. And then Brandon Dunklow, Moving Day Walk KC committee member. And friends, welcome to Senior Care Live.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
All right. So let's talk about Moving Day. Let me make sure I get this right. Moving Day Kansas City. It's a walk for Parkinson's. So, Vicki, you're the chair. So tell us about this. And is this an annual event?
It's an annual event. It's okay. A lot of fun for families of any age.
Uh-huh. And so what is it exactly?
It's a way for us to raise money for the services provided by the Parkinson's chapter.
Okay, and then is there, I see it's at the Liberty Memorial?
Yes, it is, on Saturday, June 9th.
Okay.
In the morning.
And starts at registration 9 a.m. The walk starts at 10:30. And so how far is the walk?
Half a mile.
About a half mile?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or they can go longer if they want to.
Yeah. Do a double lap. Go for a mile.
Yeah.
Folks are encouraged just to come down and move, whether that's a mile, whether that's a couple feet just to have fun, whether that's to support folks who have Parkinson's or if they have Parkinson's themselves. So, the emphasis is on getting moving.
So. Okay. And then does a team raise donations for their walk? How does the logistics of that work?
Yes, everybody tries to raise money, either as an individual or as a team. And the more money, the better, for we can provide services to those with Parkinson's. And it's just a fun event to recognize the teams and what they're providing for the chapter.
And I'm looking at a picture here on a flyer, and there's a big finish line, and there's a ton of people, and there's confetti. This looks like a really cool event.
It is awesome.
And I think the weather's supposed to be those long-range forecasts, things can change, and we do live in the Midwest. But, fingers crossed that it's been so hot. We didn't have a spring. We skipped straight to summer, right?
Exactly. we'll have a lot of water on ice, so people walking won't have to worry about that. And the other thing, just to piggyback on what they've said, Steve, this isn't like a normal walk run or, you know, when where people have to pay to register. Mm-hmm. And, this is really about, the purpose is to celebrate movement and to bring awareness to this disease, to the Parkinson's community here in the Heartland. And because we want everyone to move, and walking might not be your thing that morning when you wake up, we have a huge movement pavilion.
Okay.
Well, there'll be a variety of exercises. I think Vicki.
There's Zumba and dance and rock steady boxing, warm up and stretching, all sorts of fun things like that. The LSVT big and loud program.
Okay. All right. So that's why it's called Moving Day, because you can walk the half mile, or you can, like Brandon said, you can just get out and you can walk a short distance. You can walk 2 miles if you want, or you can just get in on some movement. And this is
exactly
all to raise awareness and raise dollars for Parkinson's research. Does the money stay here in the Heartland chapter?
Yes. What the money is going to be used for, Steve, is really three very important things. One is, it's to ensure a better care for everyone, and that's through our centers of excellence, which really, we are really happy and lucky to have one here in Kansas City, mm-hmm. The University of Kansas Medical Center.
Okay.
We use that money to educate and empower people through a variety of free educational resources mm-hmm. that are the top in their field about Parkinson's. And then some of that money also goes to fund basic research so we can better understand what the disease is, so we can then research better care and treatment for that disease.
All right. So if you're interested in learning more about the Moving Day Kansas City event coming up in about a week, Saturday, June the 9th, it's at Liberty Memorial downtown. Registration begins at 9 a.m. The walk / movement, all of the different activities that are available, that all begins at 10:30. Help beat Parkinson's. You can form your team today. Let's say, okay, well, I already have plans for that, but I want to contribute. Let me give you the local phone number. Your office is at what, a State Line and about 89th?
Yes, 89th and State Line.
89th. Yep. Here's the number to the Parkinson's Foundation Heartland Chapter. It's 913-341-8828. Again, the Parkinson's Foundation Heartland Chapter, 913-341-8828. And let's talk about the Parkinson's Foundation. I thought of, you know, Michael J. Fox. You know, he's a big celebrity, he's doing, for as long as he's had, I still think he's doing amazingly well, but he's really raising the awareness of Parkinson's. And does he contribute to the Parkinson's Foundation, or does he do a separate separate efforts, or is he involved?
No, Michael J. Fox has done an incredible amount, not only of fundraising, but help to raise the awareness for this disease. Mm-hmm. But the Michael J. Fox Foundation is totally separate from the Parkinson Foundation.
Okay.
But we're very complementary. Mm-hmm. Michael J. Fox, the purpose of that foundation is to find a cure, and that's through really the they fund a lot of research to come up with a drug that will help cure people from Parkinson's. But that has a pretty long horizon.
Mm-hmm.
So what do people do in the meantime? When you are diagnosed, you know,
you need help right now.
You do. And you're afraid or you're overwhelmed. And so what Parkinson's Foundation does is we really try, our mission is to ensure better care and treatment for people with Parkinson's.
Okay.
And so what we do is, again, we ensure that better care for everyone, especially through our centers of excellence. We have a great one here, to educate and empower people living with Parkinson's. And we do that through a number of educational resources and programming. We have support groups throughout the Heartland. And we have some great expert briefings that help educate people, things on how vision changes or mental health issues someone might have with PD. Also things just as simple as how you can make your house fall-proof. So there's lots of good information, not only for people with Parkinson's, but they're caregivers. And again, the kind of research we do is different but complementary to the Michael J. Fox Foundation.
So they're doing the long term. Let's try to find a cure. Let's do some test trials with new medications.
Yes.
And then you're solving the short term. Someone was newly diagnosed and they're afraid, rightly so.
Exactly.
And they need some tools to be better equipped to handle this progression and how life changes.
Exactly. And nobody with Parkinson's does it by themselves.
Yeah.
It's always a journey with a caregiver, and usually not one caregiver, because the family gets involved.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Vicki, when is Moving Day Kansas City again?
It's on Saturday, June 9th at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock registration. The walk starts at 10:30. And again, you don't have to walk. You can just get involved in some of these movement activities and classes. It sounds like a blast. The pictures I'm seeing right now, it looks like a blast. 913-341-8828. That's 913-341-8828. If you'd like to contribute, if you'd like to learn more, or hey, this is a little bit of a late notice. It's only a week away, but I think I can pull some folks together, raise some money, and we want to get in on that. What's the website as well? I think there's a website that's set up.
MovingDayKansasCity.org.
MovingDayKansasCity.org, and they can register, and can they contribute to, as well through the website?
Oh, yes. Yeah, there's a donate button. No website's worth its salt would not have a donate button.
That's right. and if you can't be there, but yet, you know, you want to donate, I mean, that makes it super easy,
exactly,
for someone, to do that. So 913-341-8828. And right after the break, we'll continue our conversation. But first, let's not forget the Senior Care Live question of the week. How many people will be newly diagnosed this year with Parkinson's disease? A, 10,000 people. B, 30,000 people. C, 60,000 people. Or D, 100,000 people. The answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time. That's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, you can stream this program to any electronic device. It's super easy to do. Just go to SeniorCareLive.com, click on the giant microphone right there on the homepage or the Listen Live button, give it a few seconds to connect, and boom, you are in. It is that simple, and lots of people stream this program, so be sure to take advantage of that. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. How many people in the United States of America will be newly diagnosed with Parkinson's disease this year? And here are your options. A, 10,000 people. B, 30,000 people. C, 60,000 people. Or D, 100,000 people. And the answer is C, 60,000 people. You know, when you told me that Jane Ann, that kind of blew me away. That's a lot of people.
Oh, it is. It is. And especially, and then if you, let's take that out a little further, that's a million people in the United States that have been diagnosed or have Parkinson's, 10 million worldwide.
Wow.
And that's a lot. And so folks with Parkinson's don't always know where to go for the kind of information that they need, and that's critical.
And let me say, there's so much information out there, especially in, you know, internet searches, et cetera. It's really overwhelming. So who do you turn to? Just contact. Make this really, really simple. There is no better place to contact than the Parkinson's Foundation Heartland Chapter right here in Kansas City. cut through all of the nonsense online. Seriously, and just go straight to the source. 913-341-8828. That's 913-341-8828. So I have a couple of personal connections, longtime dear friends of ours, in the church I was talking about, that we attended before this one. He started having some issues with, was diagnosed with Parkinson's. And so I talked to them. They wanted information about, you know, potentially moving to a senior care community and aging in place. And his wife is perfectly independent, fairly young. And, they said the nicest thing. He said, "I've plugged into the Parkinson's Foundation. They have been a godsend. They have been so amazing. So much great information." He said, "This has been, this has made everything much, much easier to deal with." So that's unsolicited. Yeah, I didn't even tell you that.
It's a wonderful testimony.
Keep up the good work.
Well,
seriously.
Thank you. We really do pride ourselves on building community, within the Parkinson community.
And she's in one of the support groups for the caregivers.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And this is a big deal.
It is wonderful because people with Parkinson's, you know, it's a shock for anybody to have any kind of diagnosis. But nobody with Parkinson's travels out alone. It's always with at least one caretaker, if not many more, yep, including your family. And everyone needs to be educated about the disease, what to expect, and the kind of resources that are available. For instance, one of the most critical ones people don't know about is that there's general practitioners, and then there's neurologists. And neurologists do know about Parkinson's, but the specialist who really knows about Parkinson's is the neurologist who has gone on for further study to become a movement disorder specialist.
Ah.
Everyone with Parkinson's should at least go see a movement disorder specialist once a year. And in the 4 years that I've been here with the foundation, we started out with 2 movement disorder specialists, and now we have 8 within the Kansas City metro area, one including at the VA, which we've never had before.
Wow.
So people
that
have
That sounds
options.
Like a lot. Is that unusual for a metro area, a metropolitan
no,
area this size of ours?
No, that's probably – no, well, I apologize. That is – I'm sorry. There's 10 in the entire heartland, which includes Missouri, Kansas, uh-huh, and Nebraska,
yeah,
Omaha.
Okay.
We've got actually in the metro area, it's more like 6.
Yeah, but that's a lot for, I mean, just for our community here.
People used to have to wait 12 months to get in,
uh-huh,
and when you've been diagnosed, you don't want to wait that long. So now that's taken away.
And then just a personal connection. Can you guys stay one more segment? Okay, because I can tell I want to talk about all the really fun, cool stuff that's going to go on with the big event on June the 9th. But if you could say one more segment, we don't have to rush through this. So I appreciate you staying a little bit longer. But my great grandpa had Parkinson's, and what's the average age of diagnosis?
The average age of onset is 60, 65.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But there's about 10% of the Parkinson's community that has what's called young onset. And that's anything under 60. Uh-huh. And I met a young woman in Wichita in her 20s, have several in their 30s, 40s, and 50s.
20s and 30s.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
And you know, being diagnosed with that at that age is a whole different set of issues as opposed to being diagnosed when you're 65, 70,
right,
or older.
Retirement or in, yeah.
Exactly.
Well, my great-grandpa, I talked to my mom, and just to make sure I had kind of everything straight, she said he was around 65 or so kind of right in there.
Yep.
And she said he lived to his kind of early 80s, you know, a lot of care, a lot of help. And then one of my other questions was, because no one else in my family that I know of has Parkinson's, so can this be genetically, you know, like a family trait where if some of these things kind of run in your family and your bloodline, mm-hmm, does that happen with Parkinson's or no?
Well, what's interesting is no one really knows the exact cause of Parkinson's at this point. All the clinical studies up to this point show that or lean toward that there seems to be a genetic predilection that is triggered by an environmental factor.
Okay.
People used to think it was like hereditary because people, for instance, one of the ideas is, well, if you're all drinking at the same well water on a farm,
right,
it could look genetic, but it may not be genetic.
Right.
Because some people in your family had it, maybe three or four, but every others didn't.
And knock on wood, no one, and he was my great grandpa, mm-hmm. and it did not follow that side of the family that I know of. So.
Exactly. We see a higher incidence in the rural areas. You also see a higher incidence in the Northeast, like in the mining communities.
Mm-hmm.
There's a higher incidence in with Vietnam vets. But studies so far doing any kind of direct correlation, let's say with pesticides or anything like that,
right,
show no conclusive evidence.
Hmm.
So it is a combination of things. But that research is ongoing.
That is very, very interesting. So if this is catching your attention and you're like, you know what? I want to get involved. I want to help. I want to donate because there's a huge event, Moving Day Kansas City, coming up in about a week, Saturday, June the 9th. Here's the phone number that you want to reach out, 913-341-8828. That's 913-341-8828. And that's Moving Day Kansas City. That's also the number for the Parkinson's Foundation Heartland Chapter. Today I'm visiting with Jane Ann Gorski, Vicki Campbell, and Brandon Dunklow. And we ran long, and I want to talk a whole lot more about this. So hang on. The next segment, we're really going to get into some of the fun stuff that'll happen at this special event. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time. That's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. And look, we have real people answering the phone 24 hours a day. We're old school here on Senior Care Live. No answering machines here. So literally, if you have a question, it's late or it's on the weekend, you can call the number at any time. No kidding. 24 hours a day. And don't forget, if you ever miss an episode with Senior Care Live, maybe you want to just share the program with others, or maybe you just want to go back and just listen to it for a second or third time. No worries at all. Just go to SeniorCareLive.com. Click on the podcast tab, and that's where you'll find all of the previously aired episodes in chronological order. All right. Back to my special guest today, Jane Ann Gorski, Executive Director with the Parkinson's Foundation Heartland Chapter, and Vicki Campbell, Moving Day Walk Kansas City Chair for the third year in a row. Thanks for all of your hard work. I know that's a big task, a big load. And Brandon Dunklow, Moving Day Walk KC committee member. And thanks everyone for being here today. And let's talk specifically about the walk, and we've kind of touched on it, but when we were talking off mic, this thing sounds like a blast, an absolute straight up fun time for a great, great cause. Tell us about some of the fun stuff that's going to be going on at the Moving Day Kansas City event Saturday, June the 9th.
Well, we're going to have a DJ playing all morning, and we're going to have some cheerleaders out there pumping everybody up.
Yep.
We're going to have a kids tent with balloon artists and face painters and all sorts of games that the kids can play.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a big food tent with free food, free cold water. We're going to have a resource tent with all sorts of information from over 30 people, 30 businesses that can help people with Parkinson's. We're going to have a mission tent to help educate more. We're going to have a movement pavilion, And Brandon, you want to say what we got?
Sure. Some of the things on there, Zumba, some dancing, rock steady boxing, and a specialty program called LSVT Big.
All right. So, Jane Ann, you mentioned something off mic. You said Movement is medicine.
Yes.
When it comes to Parkinson's. And so what did your parents tell you all the time? Well, you eat properly,
right,
and you get your exercise. They were onto something.
Totally. Put your nose out of that book and go outside and play.
Yeah,
when they told you go outside and play, it was for a reason.
Now today they say get your nose out of that phone or out of that video game.
Exactly.
Get your rear end outside and get some fresh air and move around.
Exactly. And, you know, movement is just really critical for anyone who's been diagnosed, particularly newly diagnosed people with Parkinson's, because although there is no cure, you can do things to help stall the symptoms, and movement is medicine.
You can delay the symptoms, delay the onset of some of these more serious symptoms, but with movement,
with
exercise.
With movement and the proper treatment.
Okay.
Proper treatment is a medication that most folks with PD take. It's a combination levodopa-carbidopa treatment. That's gold standard.
Okay.
You have that with good nutrition, drinking lots of water and movement, and you will enhance your quality of life.
And delay the progression of the symptoms.
Yes, you can. People live well and quality lives for 10, 15, 20 years with this disease.
I expect that from my friend. I know he's working hard. He's totally plugged into the Heartland chapter, and I'll guarantee you he's going to fight this every single day. So you say movement is medicine, and you're talking about 5 days a week.
Yes.
Just do something.
30 minutes. Just do something. As even doctors, if you don't have PD, would say, do whatever it is you'll do.
Yeah.
If it's swimming, if it's rock steady boxing, chair exercises, whatever you'll do, we encourage you to do. Because you know what? It also helps your moods, because the depression is a big issue with folks with PD, because depression happens in the same part of the brain where the dopamine is not released,
okay,
which is part of the Parkinson's. That is the reason for Parkinson's. Mm-hmm. You are no longer generating dopamine.
Okay.
And so all of that movement not only helps you physically, it helps you mentally and keeps you up.
You know, I've had Dr. Jeff Burns on here from the KU Alzheimer's Disease Center, and he says, Steve, if it's good for your heart, it's good for your brain.
There you go.
And so there we are talking again about exercise and you do. I mean, I'll jump on my bike and I hadn't biked for a long time, and I have a hot rod Trek that I used in a KC triathlon a few years back.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I don't get on it enough,
Tell Dr. Burns.
I got on the bike and I was just rocking, just whoom. And it was only for a couple of miles. I just went about a mile that way and about, but I felt so alive. I felt so invigorated. I was so pumped up when just that short bike ride.
Exactly.
And it doesn't have to be a bike ride for miles. It could be a walk.
Exactly.
Down the street and back, or do something, and you feel so much better. It's ridiculous.
It just helps your moods. It just helps your outlook on life. So, and everyone needs a good outlook, especially if you're managing a long-term illness.
Absolutely. So reach out to the Parkinson's Foundation Heartland Chapter, 913-341-8828. That's 913-341-8828. Also, I forgot to give the website earlier. So you have to pay attention to this one. Parkinson, no S, parkinson.org/Heartland. And Norm said he went to the website. It was loaded with all this information. He made the call. He got plugged in. His wife is in a support group.
Yes.
They could not be happier. And this is why we're promoting Moving Day Kansas City. This takes a ton of money to run. So let's talk more about Moving Day Kansas City. And how much did you raise last year? And did you meet your goal or exceed your goal? How did that go?
Our goal last year was 187,000, and we raised well over that. It was 213,000.
213.
Exactly.
Congratulations.
Oh, well, we had to change our goal, revise it twice, and I mean revise it up. So
right.
we were really tickled.
If you're moving a goal, if you're moving it up, that's the right way.
That's how you want to do it.
That's right.
So this year, but we tend to be conservative, or what I call realistic, and our goal this year is 200,000, 500. We're already at 82%. It's probably 87%, I think, right before I left, I checked.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're like at 167,000.
Okay, so Kansas City, we need your help. If you want to donate, if you want to get involved, we're going to talk about, we need some more volunteers here, because this is a tremendous amount of work to set up. It takes lots and lots of hands-on. This is a fantastic foundation, and the money is going to stay here at the Parkinson's Foundation Heartland Chapter, 913-341-8828. You could also go online at Parkinson.org/Heartland. So how many people do you need? Do you have enough volunteers, Brandon? Or could you use some more?
We would like to have some more volunteers. Yes. Yeah. We need about a dozen folks who could maybe help us on Friday, June 8th.
Okay.
From 4 to 7.
4 to 7.
4 to 7, Friday, June the 8th. We need some hands-on help to like set up but tables and tents and everything.
Tables and chairs. Tents will already be there. Okay. Just tables and chairs.
Yeah.
Signage. Uh-huh. All sorts of stuff.
Or okay. If you want to stop in for an hour and give us some help, that'd be great.
Right.
Yeah.
Could use about 60 folks on the day of the actual walk. So.
All right. So we need how many the night before?
About a dozen.
About a dozen people. We need Friday, the 8th from about 4 to 7, or even stop by after work, 5 to 7, 6 to 7. We need some help setting this thing up. Lots and lots of hands-on. And then how many volunteers do we need for Saturday for the actual event?
About 60
volunteers. So we're making a call for help. So here's the number, 913-341-8828. And you just heard 60,000 new diagnoses every single year in our country. We have 1 million people living with Parkinson's right here, 10 million around the world. But we're focusing on the Heartland, right here in the Kansas City and extended KC metro area. So get out and help. If you say, you know what, we're going to be out of town, but I would love to help maybe next year, but you'd like to donate some money, you could go on. Brandon, there's a specific website for this event. What is that one?
MovingDayKansasCity.org.
MovingDayKansasCity.org. MovingDayKansasCity.org. There's a donate now button, so you can just go right there. Or if you want to just call again, 913-341-8828, and just to get involved. And you could send a check if you'd like. If you don't want to do the online donation, no worries at all. So we only have about a minute left. Go ahead.
The other quick thing I might add is maybe go on to the website, check to see if your place of employment is on there.
Okay.
And if not, you could also create a team as well.
Because you said there was one of the investment advisory firms that had like a huge team out there last year.
Oh, yeah. When our biggest corporate team is Edward Jones' uh-huh. team.
Okay.
And so there's a lot of Edward Jones advisors that are creating teams.
Okay.
And we have corporate teams. We have great family teams. There's the movers and shakers. There's Smitty's did it.
Yep.
There's bobbleheads. I mean, the names of these teams, people have a great time because where else can you go and be with 1,000 people who are going through the same thing you are and having fun?
How many people are you expecting this year?
1,500.
About 1,500 at the, are you kidding? At the Liberty Memorial. This is going to be an awesome event. Do not miss it. Moving Day Kansas City. This is a fundraiser for the Parkinson's Foundation, right here in the Kansas City metro area. Jane Ann, Vicky, and Brandon, thanks so much for being here today. This was a ton of fun.
Thank you. Good luck on your event.
Thank you.
All right. We'll have more right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time. That's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. All right. Just wanted to say just one more time, just thanks for all of the great volunteers who are going to be helping out on Moving Day, Kansas City. That just move. Just keep yourself moving. It's a major annual fundraiser for the Parkinson's Foundation Heartland Chapter. The money stays here locally. Raised over $200,000 last year. That is spectacular. That exceeded their goal, and they're looking to raise maybe even more than that this year. Again, 913-341-8828. 913-341-8828. And that'll just really help out a lot of people. So, definitely contribute to that. If you can get involved in that, they need volunteers. And, it's just such a great thing to do. All right. So let's jump into, I've had a lot of questions about, I'm shifting gears here. Had a lot of questions about long-term care insurance. And if I'm getting a lot of questions, I always feel like that means that, you know, a lot of people in our community may have the same questions or similar questions. So I always like to just cover different subjects like this now and again. So for long-term care, first of all, it got a bad rap when it came out a long time ago, many, many years ago. It was called nursing home insurance. And guess what? No one bought it because that just doesn't sound fun at all. It doesn't sound like, oh, no, I don't. No, thank you. So it's long-term care insurance. It not only covers your cost if you do need to move to long-term care, which a lot of people still refer to as a nursing home, but it also will pay for assisted living level of care. It'll pay for home care, so assistance in your home. Also pay for adult day services. So it's a lot more flexibility, a lot more usable, frankly, a lot more affordable, I think, than it used to be. So here are some of the terms that you want to have included, in my opinion, in your long-term care insurance plan. And I'll tell you, all of these things impact your cost, either reduce your premium cost or increase your premium cost. So you want to work with a long-term care insurance broker that, or an independent agent that will represent multiple companies. That's what you want to do. You want to shop the entire market. I think that's the best strategy every time. All right. So first of all, you have a 90-day elimination period. Now, what is that? That means that's a deductible. You pay for 90 days, and then this policy kicks in on day 91. So you can have a 60-day or a 30-day or a 0-day elimination period or deductible, but that causes your premium to go up. You can also have a 120-day, 150, 180-day elimination period that causes your premium to go down. So you see how that works. But most elimination periods that I see in these long-term care insurance contracts or policies are right at 90 days. That seems to be pretty popular. And then there's the daily reimbursement. And so you don't want to be too low on this. If it's too low, it's not going to pay enough to help you pay for your care. And then you're really, frankly, you're wasting your money on the premiums. So I always recommend a $200 per day reimbursement rate. And with the cost of care in our area increasing, I'm pretty much saying now between $200 and $250 a day. That will pay for most long-term care communities. That's going to pay for a semi-private room. That's the highest level of care, and that's going to help out. And that's going to get your care if you needed to move to the long-term care / nursing home level, and that'll pay for the whole amount. Now you can go less than that. So say, well, Steve, we've set up our investments to help pay $100 a day towards any care that we might need. Okay, well then fund the difference of that in long-term care insurance. So that'd be $100 to $150 a day to contribute to your $100 a day that you have planned for. And if you didn't plan for it, then put the whole load on the insurance contract, $200 to $250 a day. All right, so how many years? I recommend a 5-year term. And let me back up on that reimbursement. So the lower the reimbursement, the lower the premium. The higher the reimbursement, the higher it pays out, then the higher the premium. So you can affect and kind of move some of these things around to get to the premium that you can afford. The 5-year term covers the average. The average length of stay in assisted living is 2.4 years. 59% of assisted living residents have to increase their level of care to long-term care, where there's a 2.4-year average length of stay. It's very, very close, within days. So there's your five-year average, and you can cover more, and the premium will be higher. And then I am adamant about this. You have to have the inflation rider where it raises your reimbursement, that daily reimbursement rate, by 5% per year. And that will keep up with the rising cost of all of the care in our area and, frankly, throughout the nation. That was not an option for me. You have to have the inflation rider. The average age, where is kind of the sweet spot where you get the best value per dollar, is age 55. Dave Ramsey says don't buy it until your 60th birthday. You can definitely buy it later when you're older, but it'll cost more because you're statistically closer to using it. And then make sure your plan, last but not least, is a partnership plan, a state partnership plan. And I can't get into that today, but make sure your long-term care insurance is a state partnership plan. So if you have any questions about long-term care insurance and what that might pay for your stay in assisted living or nursing home, home care, et cetera, feel free to give me a call at any time, and I'll be happy to walk through that with you. All right, so first time ever, you may have heard me mention my triplet boys, Ethan, Logan, and Noah. They came to work with Dad today in the radio station. Say hi, guys.
Hello.
You guys said, like, hello exactly at the same time.
It happens all the time.
Same tone, too.
You think you were triplets or something?
We always do it.
So my boys, Ethan, Logan, and Noah, they were our second child. And it does show that God does have a sense of humor. He blessed us with identical triplet boys. Everything went great. And let me tell you, you bring three babies home, you boys were a lot of work, but totally worth it. So,
thank you.
All right. So what do you guys like to do?
We like playing baseball.
Yeah. Baseball season this summer.
Playing baseball. So we're getting ready to play some games at 3-2?
Yep.
And Lenexa.
All right. So KC Bombers. Go Bombers.
Yeah.
You know it.
All right. That's going to be so much fun playing over the next month and a half. And we're going to roll straight into fall ball. So my boys go to Spring Hill High School. They're freshmen. They'll be sophomores this fall. So, guys, what is your favorite class?
I probably have to say English.
Yeah?
I'm not a math or science person. I like English.
English, okay. Yeah. Right.
Physical education.
Yep, okay.
I'll probably say algebra, biology, or physical education.
Okay. Yeah. I thought somebody was going to say lunch.
That'd be Noah.
Yeah. What's your favorite class? Lunch.
It is.
All right, so is it pretty cool being in here and all the radio and stuff?
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's really unique.
All right, and they've been hanging out at the radio station, and we've been having a little bit of fun this afternoon. So anyway, I know it has nothing to do with senior care, but we've talked a lot today about senior care, and just wanted to introduce my boys. So for the listeners, when I'm talking about my boys, you just met them, Ethan, Logan, and Noah. Hey, guys, thanks for being on the show today.
No problem.
Welcome.
All right, and to everyone listening, I'm just so honored you spent part of your day tuning into the program. Thank you so very much. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.